If you turn to your right, you will see a glass door leading into a hallway. To its right, you will find the work titled Strength is Hope. At the top of this image, the silhouettes of several Fort Marion prisoners are illustrated, their faces absent from view. Their hair is shorn, and their clothes are not Native, but those of U.S. military soldiers. Pratt, being a military man himself, believed that the regimentation of military life would be beneficial for the prisoners, so he made them wear military clothing, thereby forcing them to become like the men they had grown to fear and hate the most. The lack of facial details in the image points to their inhumane treatment. They were robbed of their identities. Buffalo appear beginning on the right side of the image. They walk towards the left, where they slowly turn into skeletons and die. They are walking towards extinction. In the bottom middle of the work, a fist, firmly clenched, symbolizes the Native American struggle for freedom. To its left, we see what extinction looks like, a room from the fort, featuring a teacher's chalkboard and filled classroom seats, as well as a pile of soldiers' guns. The image as a whole suggests the dichotomy between the two worlds that the prisoners belong to. Here on the left is the European settler world. On the right side, however, is the Native world. It features a large anatomical heart, and though it is cracked down the middle, broken from the trials it has had to endure, it continues to beat. Blood continues to flow, and it remains alive. Below the heart are dreamlike depictions of animals, likely those revered by different tribes. The artist seems to suggest that such memories may have given the prisoners the strength to hope for a return to their homeland, the strength needed for their hearts to continue to beat. Indeed, many of the prisoners drew in their sketchbooks images of life on the plains, their villages, buffalo hunts, and religious ceremonies, which no doubt aided in the maintaining of an intense and unyielding spiritual fortitude that the artist says must have been present in the souls of these men.